18th. All right. Welcome everybody out to our CDRA meeting, the April 13th, 2021, 6 o'clock regular meeting. Start off with a roll call.
Justin.
Here.
Kevin.
Here.
Mike.
Here.
Russell.
Here.
Ronji.
Here.
And Sam.
Here.
And then next on the agenda is to approve the minutes of the March 9th, 2021 regular CDR meeting held at 6 p.m.
I'll make the motion.
Second that motion.
All right, I have the motion by Sam, seconded by Ronji, to accept the minutes from the March 9th, 2021 regular CDRA meeting of 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Next on the agenda is the March 16th, 2021 special work session held at 6 p.m. Minutes from that.
What's going on now?
The special work meeting.
Work session.
Work session.
I'll make a motion that we approve the special work session dated 16 March 2021, 6 p.m. meeting, CDRA minutes for 16 March 2021.
I'll second it.
Okay, I have the motion by Russell and seconded by Kevin to approve minutes of the March 16th, 2021 special work session held at 6 p.m. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next is approval of claims. Invoice register dated 3-6 of 2021 to 4-9 of 2021 in the dollar amount of $32,678.89.
That's a 3-inch rock road basis for Aspen Village. Very strong.
I don't know.
What's that? Leaves the lucky look.
It goes out to the industrial park.
Oh, was it?
I don't know.
That's that road was in the runway down to the contour.
I bet you that today, that really doesn't matter. It's an industrial park. It's really, it's to serve the Contour Arena, Eccles Equestrian Center, what it was, especially for the, like I saw the crowds down there for the high school rodeo finals. What that did, it put that road in there. We could open up those two wings on each, the south and north side. They were all packed with trailers, so that was to open up more parking space.
I had a question on that. I noticed there was some of them parked like south of the road. Isn't that somebody else's property, or was that?
That is
Watts or something.
Yeah, Kurt Watts.
You're talking about Watts?
Yeah.
There was some of that, yes. But what we're talking about in this claim, though, is to open up, which is our property.
It was the road down to the arena.
We did it. The road comes up, they use both the north and south as parking.
Yeah, I seen that.
Yeah.
I just wonder if Watts had an issue with that.
Yeah, 3 inches was the sub-base, and I put 6 inches in the road down.
Well, I'll make a motion that we approve the invoice register dated 3/7/2021 to 4/9/2021. The amount of $32,678.89.
Second.
All right, I have a motion by Rondi and seconded by Russell to accept the invoice register dated 3/6/2021 to 4/9/2021 in dollar amount of $32,678.89. Roll call.
Justin?
Yeah.
Kevin?
Yes.
Russell?
Yes.
Rondi?
Yes.
Sam?
Okay, Mark, we'll turn the time over to you.
Okay, if you recall, I hate to worry if there's a lot of stuff, but we wear the hats, of course, of the RDA and also the Economic Development. But we also, this board is the chair community for the Logan Pioneer National Heritage. You have to keep in touch with that. What that also means is that you're kind of over the ownership of the heritage area owns the Wells Fargo, but as you know, that leases the city for a dollar. So when we discuss stuff like this, it's part of that memorandum agreement, which gives us, you basically are the official body. Well, the board is under the management plan, but in terms of the chair community, you're the body. So I've given this to you before in different form, but the National Parks finalized the work plan for the fiscal year that goes from October through this coming September. And so I want to give you copies of this. Did I give you two of them? Nothing, you were talking.
Wait, Chair, wait, Chair.
Wait a minute. Sorry. This got me a little off. Anybody get two copies?
That's all right.
All right, well, Chair Justin is the council member assigned to the RDA. We literally talk at least once a day, maybe twice a day, so he's aware of.
Sometimes three and four times.
And what you'll do, if you take a look at that, you'll see a good number of those projects this time around are in San Pete County. And on the last page, you'll see $50,631.50 set aside to do that project down at the Equestrian Center. And there's $30,000 in there. $20,000 of it is to do the facade on where Casey's Cafe was here in Mount Pleasant, and then also a building over in Fairview. So that gives you that work plan there again is with the final approval that goes through September. Now, a lot of those checks have already been drafted. For example, the city's already received their $12,000. Some of those have already been paid. The rest of them will be paid. We're going to submit what's called the reimbursement request, and then that money deposited into our account, and then we'll go ahead and give the $30,000 to the city for the sand pit statue. You have any questions? If not, that's just for your information.
Have they started renting the boxcars yet?
They're trying to, but they've been in the hospital quite serious with an infection. And then George Jones, he and his wife both got COVID. And they've been in the hospital, and then he came out, was dehydrated, and he was back in. So they're moving slowly. Judy, Dave's daughter, Tracy, and his wife, Judy, are trying to get caught up on everything. They plan on opening in April. I think you're going to probably look at it. Everything's been signed off on according to when I talked to Bill.
I just seen the car out there the other morning and wondered if they'd ran it.
What they did, they had some money from another railroad motel project. I think it was in California that came there and stayed as a guest to check things out and give them their advice. Maybe that's what you said.
That's probably when I seen it. I thought, oh, good, they're renting them out.
Okay.
So they're all complete. Well, not all of them, I know.
There's still one. We're still going to have insignias on them that will identify the railroads they came. There'll be some striping and insignias that will talk about the different railroads that are represented by the cars. That's still got to be done and go from there. Like I say, Dave has been in the hospital. He may have got out Friday. I'll call Judy tomorrow.
Are they going to do the other two or three further to the south there?
They're working on them right now.
Yeah, they're working on those right now. That one's a handicap car they're working on. But it's about finished up, those two.
So how many will there be total of that?
Nine cars out there.
Nine cars, that's what I thought. Six are done and three more to go.
Those three are pretty close to being done.
The three on the south?
Yeah.
I noticed they've been working on them all.
That'll be good for our Fourth of July and everything. I think they'll sell them.
Yep.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, well, thanks for that. Let me give that report to you, and I just got it approved by the National Park Service just on the accident yesterday. Okay, Jack couldn't be here tonight to pick up where we left off from our special meeting. He's really been swamped taking back the bleachers and everything that he rented for the high school regional finals. The heritage area continues to give support to these. We didn't give a lot, but we gave $350 to the organization, the chapter for the high school rodeos. We gave those. You all know Kay Jensen's involved. We gave this. It's not Kendra. What's her kid? What's Kendra's sister's name, the counselor?
Oh, Kay's daughter, Sean.
So they're very pleased with everything that happened down there, and like I say, we opened up that gravel and even this bird was to help open up more parking down there. So things are coming along pretty well.
So do you know if they're going to have an equestrian this summer out there?
Pardon?
Are they going to have the equestrian this summer out there?
Yeah. Okay. Just one thing very quickly here, and then I'm going to get the time, since Jack couldn't be here, we'll give most of the time here to get updates from Paul. We want to know that we follow very closely what we do on economic development, especially for this week on stuff we're doing. It ties into pages 21 and 31 of the 10-year plan. We make sure that we literally use this to guide our direction for economic development for the RDA. So we've been paying close attention to pages 21 and 31, and I came in contact with Justin, who does a great job almost every day. Over on page 37,
not today, Mark. I had a toothache today, so I haven't performed it. My
best. Four times yesterday compensated.
Okay.
What did you have? Go to the dentist?
No, I got a dentist appointment tomorrow, but I can't wait.
Okay. What I was referring to there, the economic development plans over on page 30 is one where it talks about the concert arena. I'd like to turn quickly to page 37. Okay, well, I've been thinking about this today. We're trying to find, over on page 37, it says this. Aspen Village is a serious problem. Now, that's no news to you. You've got the language in here. Services are antiquated, have units that are vacant, the enrollment facilities are in need of repair, and water drains is a problem. So we're going to have, if we could please have Paul discuss that, and also where he stands on the hookups.
Okay. Well, the hookups, man, we're over here, we've got eight left.
Eight left.
Yeah, and I've got two more that have signed up.
Did you talk to Chris? What's her name?
Blue.
Yeah, Blue.
Blue?
Yeah.
They're getting a little difficult.
They want to talk to you.
Okay. I'll stop there and talk to her.
Yeah.
Okay.
I forgot to text you before I left town last week.
Okay. Talking to Mark, there are possibilities of some money coming up that we could maybe put into the roads up there. So I've got some estimates from a couple contractors. I didn't get one for the, what's his name, the material that you usually look for these. I just got asphalt prices.
I've already got one from Bedrock.
Oh, do you? I figured it was about 44,000 square feet.
They come and measured it, and I've got it, but it's over the other office.
Okay. Well, and I didn't count the one road that's nothing was dug up on it, that little road from the middle road down to the bottom road. Nothing was dug on there. And it looks really good shape, so.
And no big potholes or anything?
But, yeah, there's one little crack across it, so. But anyway, my estimate to have that done with 3 inches of asphalt is around between 130 and 150,000. That would be taking old asphalt out and getting rid of it. It could be cheaper than that because we don't know what's under the old asphalt. We don't know how good the base is. I don't think it's very good just because of the potholes that we had before. I don't think the base was prepared.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Does that address any drainage at all with that?
No. The drainage is actually pretty good except down the bottom, just that one place. We got a cement thing across the road, but it's really short and it's deep and it's...
I could see that it almost looked like where that is, that waterway, it looks like there's kind of swell that's gone through that property to kind of channel the water. I don't know if that's something that...
The guy that owns that piece, he says that every time it does rain and melt or melt, he gets flooded. His floor's pretty much trash, he says, but... He says he's talked to you about the city buying it. I tried to convince him it would be good if he would sell it to us.
Well, even if we don't, I wonder if it... I'm sorry to get off track a little bit here. Even if we don't, it would be good to maybe see what we could do to designate that as a drainage easement to where we could go in there and make either riprap, a swell or something to channel that water to the street on, I don't know what east that is, wherever it goes now.
Yeah, it just goes...
So anyway, that...
Those are other people's lawns.
That might be an alternative to just control that.
There is one other place in there that on a corner that the curb's pretty low and it can't get, it pools there.
Yeah.
So that would fix that, no problem. One thing I could do to, so that the price doesn't get too high, I could go in there and take the old asphalt up and get rid of it. And that would, you know, so the contractor wouldn't have to cheapen it up a little bit. But if you use, what's it mean, you know, he'll just mulch it up.
Just mulch it up, yeah.
The only concern I have about those guys, I don't know how... On radiuses, I don't know how they perfected that to tie that radius in to get the material mixed good enough around those radiuses. Because, I mean, when you make a turn like that, it's torn away from the radius.
The rotor mill? Is it kind of a rotor mill process?
Kind of a rotor mill type thing. You know, straight lines, they're fine, but like I said, I don't know.
It took them quite a long time coming around the turn, coming out of the subdivision. But it still looks good and it's holding up excellent.
Okay. Well, that's a...
What subdivision's that?
Out of that Pleasant View up there, Pleasant whatever it's called, out on 4th East.
Sort of Johannes.
We went around the turn there by Rondy's. We went around the turn there by Rondy's and went up to that first intersection. And it took them a long time to come around that turn, but...
Well, this would be a little different because you've got the curb and gutter that you have to get it tied right back in.
Is this the stuff that they used out at the airport?
Yes, yeah. Yep.
You think that's what you'd use at Aspen Village?
Well, you could, if
they could do it, huh?
If they could do it.
They can do it. They gave me a price, but I can't remember what it is. And it's, like I said, it's across the street,
Okay. One other thing, this Clayton Holbrook, a guy that bought Lot 17 up there, he wants to buy pretty much all the vacant lots up there and develop or put units on. So he sounded pretty promising.
He's actually on Turzo.
Yeah, he's probably...
Yeah, he's on Zoom right now.
He came says units, what does that mean?
He
vacant lots.
Homes on those vacant lots.
But not mobile units.
Well, I don't know.
He's looking to put manufactured homes in there and also to buy up some, compete with them if he'll buy one to salvage out and sell their lots to him. He and I will be meeting on it again tomorrow to discuss it.
Well, it would be ideal as if we could combine some of those lots.
Exactly.
Cool. make them one.
I haven't gone to see Connie Roper, planning commission, because we're going to go through and look at it and see if there's some funding available to help me through the Ole Walker Trust Fund on the private-public partnership. That would really upgrade and enhance that blighted area.
Yeah.
What about the ones that have been burned out and all that? Are they abandoned?
That's the Browns. In fact, that's one of the lots he wants to buy. I said, "God, let me talk to Mike and you," because one time he wanted to buy that lot from them, and I talked to her brother, and he said she was supposed to get back to us and give us a price. The city might not, the RDA might not want to sell that. That's even between you and Mike. One time Mike wanted to use it.
I'd still like to.
There's six vacant lots that you probably ought to put water meters in, or the water services too, before we pay those roads. Just stub them in and put the meter lots there in the oak. And I could do that.
Has there been any kind of a survey or whatever to make sure that those lots are the right size to meet our standards, zoning standards?
Those six lots are, there's two lots that aren't, I didn't include them. They're really small, one by that green trailer that, and then...
Just to the east of them? Yeah, those two lots need to be combined.
They could be combined for one, but...
I think that's what you were talking about, probably.
We didn't put water to some of those vacant ones, is that right?
None of the vacant lots have meter bells. And that one of Guy's, we didn't put one to it either. This guy wants to buy that one and tear that down. Clean the guy, so...
So is, are you working with this guy?
I am, no.
So does it look like it's going to be able to go?
This works out the way I hope it will. It's been looking at it for a long time. I've been talking to Steve Erickson, who does the housing for the state, and working with Ole Walker Trust Fund, because if we can get a well-financed organization to do exactly what you and I were talking about for a long time, really upgrade all those, to take those vacant lots, get manufactured homes on them, and then salvage out some of the ones that are substandard.
Then we got the issue of all the ones that's built to the property line and in violation there, too.
I tried to go see Connie to make sure that he understands. He got a copy of the ordinance and everything. He got a copy of that today.
While we're making progress on it, it'd be nice to see it finish up somewhat.
It would.
Yeah, if I can get these last eight done, then I'd like, once left to kill that water main and get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what you're talking about is putting the eight for the future lots, is that what you're talking about?
There's six.
Oh, okay, there's six lots there, plus you've got eight left to hook up, right?
Homes on, yeah. Yeah, so the grant we got would only let us put water meters to the lots that were already paying us for water.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you talking to doing it to that shop too?
Pardon me?
Are you talking, what's his name, the shop there?
Chris Gardner.
Chris Gardner.
Oh, Chris Gardner, oh yeah.
No, I, not to his shop, no, I...
Is he wanting a service to that too?
He was originally when we went through and done the initial deal, but it's like you don't have a water service there, so we can't run one because...
Well, he'd have to pay for one, wouldn't he, the impact fee and everything else? Well, I guess we don't have that yet, but everything else.
And he would have to run it from the meter into his building, you know?
Yeah.
And he would have a lot of cement to take up.
I guess if that's what he wants to do, like, we have to do that for him, but for, I don't think, where he didn't have one before, we're not obliged to...
Yeah, he's, I talked to him, and he's kind, I don't think he's really looking to do it.
I just wondered if that was one of the vacant ones that he was referring to.
Does he have a lot next door to this shop?
They have a house across the street.
They have a house across the street.
Oh, it's across the street.
What I'm thinking is, where impact fees be able to cover the cost of installing the water services on those vacant lots?
No.
Because it's a...
Because those people are going to have to pay the impact fees at some point, too, if they hook in.
So I guess that brings.
So when they buy the lot.
Well, when they buy the lot, won't they pay more?
Then they pay the impact fee?
When they get a building permit, they would pay the impact.
Okay.
But won't we pay to put the services in the vacant lots, those things? Whoever has those, will they be paying for those?
Should I see it? We have to, I don't know.
Okay.
And then like the chairman said, you pay the impact fee when you get the building permit.
Well, it's a question whether we ought to put the meters, the services in now or wait?
Well, before you do the.
Before you do the draw, well, wouldn't we want to put those in? Because whenever they move a house in, they're going to pay the impact fee and the hookup fee and all that kind of stuff.
So I see what you're saying, put them in and then when they come in, they pay for it.
Yeah, we'll have a little investment upfront, but if he's serious about putting his lots in there, that'll come back to us.
There'd just be those couple of lots that's too small to build on.
Right. And I wouldn't worry about putting the services in there, would you?
Or put one in for the two.
Yeah, you put one in for the two. Is the same person on them?
I don't think so either.
What can they be used for?
I don't know. Lot 31, that's the one with the green tractor. I just care of that they're on.
She owns.
Oh, she owns 31 and 32.
The one to the east. So she owns both those lots.
What about 30? See, 31's the green tractor, 33's the east lot, 32 is the lot.
On the other corner?
Yeah.
I don't think she owns 32, but I think she owns 33.
So I'll bet that green tractor is encroached on 32's.
I think so. I would guarantee it is.
So you're talking about the ARP money that's.
What I'm suggesting.
Coming down.
Outside here, and all that going here, but what I'm suggesting here is that, Justin, I've talked a lot about this. I've got all the data here from the U.S. Department of Treasury. I talked to Kevin Christian because the county's getting $6 million. And I said to him, you know, the county needs to give that to the, have those money passed through to the initial corporations. Because Brad Wood wants to have the challenges and where the development takes place, because they're going to get $6 million. Mount Pleasant's going to get $390,000. It's going to come in two different phases. Probably as early as June, it looks to me like, Justin, we could get $195,000. What I'm asking you to consider is that you take some of this money coming through the American Rescue Plan to help pay for those roads. I'm not asking for a decision, I just want to put it out there that this would be a good, it's an ideal project for this because it's exactly the kind of things they want to do. For example, you're dealing with blighted area, you're dealing with a minority population that's been heavily hit by COVID-19, and you're dealing, and they're using the CDBG model to set the funding levels. And so we have a CDBG grant up there we implemented, so it's an ideal project to meet all these prerequisites. So I hope you at least give some consideration to taking some of the money through the American Rescue Plan to do the roads you talked about.
So just for clarity, that $6 million the county's getting is separate than the $390,000.
Yeah, we get $390,000 as a city. It looks like it'll come the first phase, $195,000, probably in a couple of months. But I was kind of teasing, but I'm also serious because the unincorporated areas, that $6 million, it seems to me they ought to, and I know you can probably talk about the mayors and commission, but I'd like to know if they'd be willing to put some of that. I'm suggesting to you that we take a look at the $195,000 we're going to get in round one to do it. But then for other projects, you might want to communicate and say, hey, is part of that $6 million going to go into the incorporated areas, or are you going to put all in the unincorporated area of the county?
I don't know where they would put it, to be honest with you, and comply with.
Me neither.
Anyway.
I haven't seen enough guidelines to know what we can even spend it on.
Says necessary water and sewer infrastructure.
I know the last email I got from the state, they said they were still waiting for the federal government to give them the.
They are.
Requirements.
Yeah, but I can post those guidelines on their website today. You can use it for lost income if you can show that you lost. Revenue's been lost. A lot of money, for example, the thing that's interesting about, well, I haven't got time for this now, but in terms of the one here, if you're looking at the state, if you're looking at, here, 1 million, let's see, you're looking at the subtotal of the state for the funding to Utah,
$2,743,646,000 is coming to the state of Utah. And I got some of these guidelines today on how you can use the money, so I won't take any more. Can I give a copy tomorrow?
Yeah.
Gal, Dennis?
Yep. Giving us, the state's getting, yeah. Okay.
Yep. Anything else? Anybody have?
I'd just like to let Paul know we appreciate the efforts to clean up a problem that's been here for, what, 30 years?
Long time.
So appreciate your efforts up there. I'm afraid it would sit dormant if we didn't have what's taking place going on and, you know, we've got the water in there and now it's getting hooked up and there's potentials to finish the roads. There's potential to basically eliminate that problem that's been a discussion on numerous city council meetings. And I'm, Maude, I appreciate your advertising. I'm glad to see it starting to, I hope you can make a deal with this fellow and clean it up.
Be nice to have, we're gonna send that to the Holy Walker Trust, I'm gonna call in tomorrow. It'd be a case study on how to overcome blind, meet the requirements of minority population. It'd be a good deal all the way around.
Good one.
It's real good friends up there.
Yeah, they're very good. Yep.
And it's like we discussed today, there are, these people are really, their heart's in the right place. They really appreciate everything that's being done. Would you concur with that?
Yeah.
And, you know, in my opinion, sometimes we discuss that today. The fact that these are not poor people, these are people who are low-income people. We really need to reach out and get them.
Yeah, yeah.
They're doing the best they can on what they got.
You got it.
They're all poor in different ways.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Make the motion, we adjourn.
Okay, thanks, Russ. All those in favor?
Aye.
Kevin did.
You did it.
I beat him to it.
Okay.